Adrian Stills of Osceola Golf Course. Adrian, how are things going today?
Doing great, man. We've got another day of sunshine and no rain.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
So how have things been, even regardless of the rain? How is the course looking? How are things going for Osceola?
Well, it's actually in really good shape. I mean, we drain better than most of the golf courses in the area because of the topography. It kind of has like a 15-degree tilt to it, but the soil is more sandy. But the course looks great. It's drained out. We had a chance to cut everything down, and we're encouraging people to come out.
Absolutely, especially as the weather gets cooler. I think that – I don't know. I've been here in Florida for how long? A year and a half, and I'm ready for the fall, and I don't know if we're ever really going to get the quote-unquote fall. That might just be the Midwestern in me hoping that we get a fall, but I can't wait for the temperature to drop below 80, I'll be completely honest.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always encouraging when we get football season, and then, you know, typically by Halloween, we finally see some really cool weather, so we're excited.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about Rory's win. He wins the Tour Championship, and I don't know if this is necessarily – I mean, it's been labeled as a good win for golf in general, Adrian, because of – and for the PGA Tour more specifically, because Rory has kind of put the Tour on his back in a way, and has time after time after time defended the PGA Tour with how things have kind of gone over the course of the summertime, with LIVs being started and so many golfers moving, and we'll get to Cameron Smith in a second and Gary Player's comments on him. But how big of a win for Rory is it, and then how big of a win for the PGA Tour is it to have Rory win that tournament as opposed to anybody else?
You know, I think it was a win-win for both of them. Obviously, you know, for Rory winning another FedEx Cup and $18 million didn't hurt. But, you know, he has taken the PGA Tour, put it on his back, and people pay attention to what he does and what he says, because he's so truthful when he, you know, talks about what he wants to try and to accomplish. So it was great for Rory, and it was really, really good for PGA Tour. It gives people a different storyline outside of LIV Golf, except for the fact that, of course, he made that statement himself that, you know, he is going to support the tour. And I just think the timing could not have been better.
Yeah, especially with all the stuff that's going on. And coming from that, we get six more golfers who are going to move on to LIV. Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith is the main notable one, Harold Varner III, among some others. Gary Player essentially said he thinks that the advisors for Cameron Smith gave him the wrong advice in this decision, because being a young golfer, why would you go to a tour that doesn't encourage competition? I would say, you know, obviously the no cut, the 54 hole tournaments and everything, it gives a bad vibe to a lot of people, regardless of age even, who like the competitiveness that golf brings to the table. Do you know why a younger age golfer like a Cameron Smith or some of these other guys like Brooks Koepka or Bryson are deciding to leave the PGA Tour?
You know, I agree with Mr. Player. I just think Cameron has so much talent. He's had so much success on the PGA Tour this year. Really came out of his own. He's got a major under his belt. It would be different if he was young and struggling, but of course that's not the case. And, you know, all of your life when you play in any sport, especially golf, you play it, you know, for championships and for those kind of things. And people are going to remember if you won a major, you won the British Open, you won the Masters. They may or may not remember the fact that you went over to the LIV Tour and you're getting $200 million. And I get it. Okay, that's legendary, you know, money for the rest of your family and families to follow. But he would have made the same kind of money on the regular tour, and he would have had his name down in history. Who knows where they're going to end up going with this? I really am troubled by where the tour is right now. hopefully they come to some kind of compromise. But, you know, that legacy part, how do you put a price tag on that? And I think Mr. Player, that's what he was trying to get across to people.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all in on what Gary Player said. Now, I want to transition away from that real quick. Again, speaking with Adrian Stoza of Osceola Golf Course. I don't know if you saw this, but did you see the TGL partnership that essentially Tiger and Rory are doing alongside the PGA Tour to create the virtual tournaments, if you will, that are team oriented, and it's a virtual style golf, kind of like Topgolf, if you will.
I'm not totally up to speed with it, but I saw that they had come to the table with that kind of opportunity.
Do you like it?
I do. You know, it's funny. Fantasy football and all those other things, you know, you can say what you can about it. You don't want to promote people gambling and this, that, and the other. But it does bring a lot of people to your sport. Who knows? I think what they're proposing might end up bringing more and more people to the game of golf. They may not do it initially, but they may end up getting involved with the game, you know, physically and playing. And who knows what might happen.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that obviously is extremely important, and we see, and even, you know, to go further along with this, I'm going to talk about Serena Williams here after my conversation with you, but Tiger and Serena are kind of in the same light where you even being included in that, Adrian, being, you know, black athletes who are playing in sports that are predominantly white and other, you know, other races, that there's not very many black people involved in golf, that, and people were talking about this last night with Serena, and it's something I'll dive into a little bit more after I'm done talking with you, but the Tiger and Serena are unique because they show that to a young black player who's interested and wants to pursue golf in a way that there's a way to get it done, that yes, it's expensive, overly expensive. There's a way that it should be cheaper. It's difficult to get into, but it's possible to get things done. And I think that it's awesome. You know, you have helped pave the way for that. Tiger's helped done that. Serena's helped do that for tennis. What can you say for what Tiger has done for the sport? Not just in terms of popularity and how much he dominated when he played, but also from the personal side of encouraging everybody to get involved with golf, but more or less young African-American men and girls and boys to, instead of pick up a basketball or a football, they say, you know, I want to pick up a golf club and try to learn how to do this.
You know, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, Tiger's influence in the game of golf across the board, it's, you know, crossing the lines of racial barriers and those kind of things. I mean, one, yeah, he looks like other African-American people. So, yeah, that's inspiring. It's definitely inspiring, and no doubt about it. When I saw Lee Elder almost beat Jack Nicklaus in a tournament when I was 10 years old, he was in a playoff in Ohio. And then, you know, months later, he's hitting balls at Frickle Center in the range, or not the range, in the baseball diamond. Somebody told me he was going to be down there. And I went, wow, you know, I can do that. But, you know, but what Tiger's done is put it across the masses. And what Serena has done with the same thing. And you can't, it's not just trying to be good at it and because you're a minority and those kind of things. I think it goes past that, Drew. I looked at the expression of Tiger Woods' face when Serena won her second match today on SportsCenter this morning at 5, because that's what time I get up.
Yeah.
And the intensity in his face was the same intensity I saw when he won the Masters for the last time. And that's the thing that goes past race.
Yeah.
I just think you can learn so much from people who are driven that maybe the odds are against them and they overcome those odds. I just think that's really amazing, regardless of who you are, and obviously being a minority, it's even, you know, exponential. But that's what I get out of it. I mean, he's in the audience looking at the guy and looking at Serena and making fist pumps and expressions that he truly had deep in his heart. And, you know, I just think all you know, anybody that's involved in sports, regardless of the race line, you can get something out of people that have been successful at it, especially if it's a difficult task for them to get to that point. You know, where our country is based on pulling up yourself by your bootstrap. Well, here are people that, you know, Serena, they came out of Compton. You know, Tiger had some means, but the fact that they had the tenacity to go ahead and stick it out, set high goals, and achieve them. I mean, that's the beauty of sports to me.
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's so many – I was talking about that the other day. There's so much inspiration, you know, that comes from sports and from, you know, the stories of people's lives and being – you know, I mean, Tiger Woods, as great as he is, he's been through some ups and downs. I mean, he's lucky to have both legs. He had gone through the whole divorce situation, you know, with his previous wife, and that was kind of as partially along with the injuries that kind of derailed things a little bit in 2009, 2010, and things kind of fell apart for him. But he managed to get through that, and it's everybody loves Tiger Woods. I don't know anybody that does not, and I think that you know those athletes can transcend. As you said, any sort of racial barrier or anything like that based on what they're able to accomplish. Well, Adrian, I enjoy the conversation as always. You have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you here soon.
Outstanding, Drew. Thanks again for what you do, and you guys have a great weekend yourselves.